Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye, you're going to school, and that's okay, yum 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 yum, I just love you.
Well everybody, welcome today to the Friday edition of, this is the Optimize My Life show and the Golden Rule Society radio show, broadcasting from Buffalo, New York, but we broadcast as a radio, well, I'm not going to give it out yet. We've got some announcements today. But I welcome you to the Optimize My Life radio show sponsored by the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society. We are so excited today to be able to share with you what's going on in the world that is right. When you call in on Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Time and you're talking to people who are on the move to make this a better world, we're committed to be able to help people to make their life better. And we find ways, and we have ways, to make that happen. So if you're on the first time calling in on the show on some platform, we're operating on multiple platforms today, so I never know who's called in. But I want you to know that we're here for you. And as you hear the speakers, and today we have this Friday show is always dedicated to our favorite hero. His name is Captain Len Cain. And salute to you, Captain, how are you today, Len?
Fantastic, my friend. And wonderful to be here on the show with you, as always, to talk to the good people in any part of the U.S. of A. and, of course, the world. 73 countries receive the radio show. All they have to do is dial in and listen up and get the opportunity to better their lives by just following the good guidance and the advice of all the wonderful gifts that are available to families, friends, neighbors, church, charity, all that. And I always joke around a little bit, as you know, that be sure to close your eyes now that you're on the show. People laugh about that. This is a radio show. You can't close your eyes and all that because you can't see anything. But the point I make is I got your attention, and I'm going to tell you this. You are going to make a better world for yourself because most everything that we have for you through the Golden Rule Society charity, most everything is free. Some things are better than free. And we have been doing this as non-paid volunteers for almost 50 years, 51 years, I should say, because in June of this year, it will be 51 years. Wow, this charity has been working to help make it a better world. It's kind of simple as that, Ron. And Mr. Ron Clayton, head of the Hope for You, is just a wonderful, wonderful man. The things that he has done to help make it a better world and help others is immense. And he continues at it, and we are partner together to help you and yours, family, the friends, neighbors, churches, charities, everybody, because it just benefits, and that's why we're here. And there are so many things. I'll keep them going on and tell you all that you need to know during the whole show. But here's the thing that I want you to like to do is, have you got a paper and a pencil or something like that, because I'm going to give you some places to go and things to do that will benefit you and yours. And we're happy to be here on the show. It's a weekly show for the Golden Rule Society, but the Hope for You, the Hope Connection, if we do it 6 days a week. And it's just wonderful information from wonderful people, dedicated. Our Golden Rule Society charity, we have two dozen senior advisors, people from here, there, and everywhere, and different backgrounds and super-duper people. It's just a pleasure to be with Mr. Ron Clayton on the show today and others So if you got a paper and pencil, or and you got a time, you can make a quick call to your family or your best friends or whoever you want on the show. Tell them, hey, don't miss this, because if you do, you're going to be sorry. So anyway, we're here to help. It's as simple as that. And Ron, I'm honored, as always, to be partners with you in doing the radio shows, because we're helping others. Wow. Back over to you, Ron. I'll sit by my coffee now.
Okay, thanks, Len. What Len was asking you to do with your, if you've got a way to write down the number, you can call into the show at 714-816-4686. And that's the guest call-in show. We're an open-line show. We welcome people that call us, and you may have something or an organization or that you're working with that wants to expand what they're doing in serving others. Our theme at the Hope Collection is helping others by helping them help others. The idea is this, is that the more people that you can help is good. But if you can help train or give those people more tools to do more, you're going to make a difference in the world. And, you know, with this world needing as much as it does, I'm telling you, you could be on the great side of being fulfilling your heart, and like we call it, filling the world up with kindness. And since the founder of the kindness campaign, I have to tell you something as I talk about the kindness campaign. Len King launched that on the 10th day of the 10th hour of the 10th of 2010. And it's a campaign to help spread by adults. And because of Mary Stanley, and she's a board of, one of the board members of the Hope Collection, and a gal who helps us with our connections and the different platforms that we broadcast from, Len Kane's program has now gone to children. Ariana came home from school and said, Mommy, can't we have a kindness club at school? So as a result, our program, and now Mary and her daughter and Len Kane have created a program special for classroom settings with teachers and Sunday schools and other organizations that want to have an actual program. We've got a package. You can get it. You call the Hope, any one of us at the Hope Collection, we can get you a kit. So you could set up a little program for acknowledging and encouraging children to be kind. And, you know, when you start doing that, you start creating a snowball effect. It becomes the thing to do. When you got nothing to do, what happens is kids relate to doing terrible things. They become bullies. But if they're all, the whole idea of the classroom is to be kind and be proud of it and brag at it and pass it on, you start creating a process, the cycle of appreciation, folks. So I want you to know that you can, and maybe Mary Stanley is on the call here today. Maybe she can introduce or give you a phone number to call to get a kindness campaign kit. So you can put this in your school, or you could take it to your school if you have a teacher you know, or a Sunday school teacher. You can take it to them. And this is a kiddo program. They got kids get acknowledged. They get to put an apple on the fruit tree and a tree. It's really cool. Mary, why don't you talk a little bit about the kindness campaign that you and Captain Len Kane have developed for kids, Kindness Club. Go ahead.
Well, Mary, if you're on, you can take it from here, but I'll jump in myself. This is Len Kane, ladies and gentlemen, and Miss Mary Stanley, wonderful, wonderful ladies who has just dedicated herself because of her children. Her daughter was in school because doing her magic, and she came home because her mom has been teaching her about the kindness campaign put together by the Golden Rule Society. And by the way, almost 51 years we've been doing this thing as non-paid volunteers. And we're helping to make it a better world. Simple as that. We say 50 years, and I've only got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. Wow, and many other recognitions. But it's a simple, non-paid, but helping others. And the simple part of it all is we're giving gifts of empowerment for all these more than 50 years, and the Golden Rule Society is here to serve. And I'll tell you how it started, because people always say, how did you get involved in this? Well, the day after I graduated high school, way back in 1954, I was the next day going off to the Navy. I'm going to be a young sailor and all that, and I packed my bag, I'm ready to go. And my mother stopped me and said, Len, please remember this. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And those two words are in my heart, in my soul, in my mind. And it just continues. Kindness, the best thing in the world, because when you give kindness to somebody, it benefits not only them, but benefits you. So if I went to the Navy, and the next thing you know, they were giving all kind of tests, do this, do that. And they said, hey, kid, you did pretty good on the test. And took more tests. They said, you have the equivalence of 2 years of college right out of high school. I said, well, that's great. And they said, by the way, now you're qualified to take the test to go into the Navy aviation program. I said, never thought about that, but I took the test. And they said, you got it. Next thing I know, I'm down in Pensacola, Florida, starting to fly Navy airplanes. And I did that for, let me see, it did a little over 27 years. And after that, in the Navy, then I became an airline captain for another 27 years. So I got a lot of time upstairs, so to speak, but always the thoughts of helping others. That's being a servant, if you will, just being nice and kind. So that's what we've been doing for all these years, ladies and gentlemen. And the first one I'm going to tell you about, you want to go to our website. And you know how this goes, ladies and gentlemen. It's www.goldenrulesociety.org. That's all one word, no spaces. goldenrulesociety.org, the letters, O-R-G. I mean, we're charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt, both nationwide and worldwide. So we're legal, I assure you. Anyway, when you get there to the website, you're going to look down and see all the opportunities for greater success for you and yours. That's the nice part about it. And the first item on the checklist, or the gift list, if you will, is called the Wise Traveler Program. And be a smart traveler. And what you do is you log on there, and I give this as an example. A friend here in San Diego area and his wife, they needed to go back to New York City and back home to San Diego on a business trip. And they were told that, oh, okay, that'll cost you $1,000, round numbers. And they said, well, we're part of the Golden Rule Society charity program. Travel. Well, Wise Traveler. So next thing you know, they said, oh, Len, all you had to pay was $500. What a saving. Now, here's the nice part about it. It's free. And the nice part about it, it doesn't expire. You have that opportunity wherever you want to travel, wherever you want to go. And you can tell your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, and your charity about the opportunity. Just have them go to the website. It's free. And sign up. They're members. No charge to be a member. No charge to play the game. You're going to be saving money. That's just one of the many benefits that we have. And you got to take advantage of it. And you could please share with others. Because you can be a super-duper senior traveler and take advantage of all that is available. And here's the deal. The discounts are available about 85% of the time. And I always have a little heads up. Don't try to travel on New Year's Eve and looking for or Christmas Eve or any big holiday Eve and try to get the discounts. Because when the airline sells all their seats, they don't have any more to put on for discount. So that's a little attaché, if you will. And think about that. that it's there for you and yours. So share it all the time. And I just want to tell you about more and more, but we have other guests here, and we'd like to share them with everybody. And Ron, Mr. Ron Clayton, dear friend of mine, and also he is one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society charity. And when you get talent like his and others who are in the group, we have wonderful people that are helping to make it a better world. And that we should all be trying to do that anyway. Just be kind. And the kindness campaign is very simple as this. It goes, with kindness and love and hope in your heart for peace in this world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And that's following the good Lord's the best commandment that he has when he says, share the love I give you with others. You do that, and you benefit just as much, maybe even more than the people that you're being kind with. So that's the kindness campaign, and it goes on forever. Why stop? Here we are doing our magic, so to speak. So, Ron, back over to you, and I'm just honored to have the opportunity to share all the wonderful things that we're doing to help others, and that's why we're here. Be kind. God bless. Thank you. Over to you, Ron.
Okay. Thank you, Len. Well, Len, as you were hearing about the wise travel, as you call it, excuse me, I have a terrible problem. I've been a little sick these days. I'm sorry, but I'm recovering well. You have the program for travel benefits for people through the Golden Rule Society, and that is a program that you sponsor, that Golden Rule Society. In fact, that's the name of it, Golden Rule Travel, actually. And if somebody goes onto your site and signs into it, it's free, it's secure. I want to give you an example. You'd mentioned about the guy across from California to New York and back and what have. I'll give you one. You know, you're talking about that happened a while ago. I want to tell you about an example that happened yesterday. I own a travel company myself, independent RCO travel. But I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the program the Golden Rule Society sponsors. So anybody who wants to help support the Golden Rule Society and make the savings, they're real. This case, someone wanted to go from Buffalo, New York area, to Fort Lauderdale. Now, in April, that's prime season, folks. That's spring break. That's so spring, everything. You got Easter. You got all the people out of the north are going, you know, coming south. You know, they want to be there for the nice weather early in the spring. And so traveling is tough. So, you know, it's competitive for getting a seat on a plane or a price. Well, yesterday we researched for a group that wanted to go to Fort Lauderdale, and they had things that are both in Miami or Orlando, so you're like halfway there between both of those. Well, the flight tickets for round trip per person from Buffalo to Fort Lauderdale was $211. That tells you something, folks. I've traveled for a lot of years. Got married in 74, 75. I went to Disney for the first time. I paid $367 for my round trip flight. That's 1974. Yesterday, we quoted tickets to go to Fort Lauderdale, which is a little farther south than Orlando, and it cost $211, including taxes, no special hidden fees or anything, taxes. $200. Folks, we have power in the marketplace. Airlines are really tough to get because you got to get hit on times and deals. And I want to tell you something. If someone quotes you a price for a ticket and it fits you what you got to do, if you don't book it in 15 minutes, I guarantee you when you go back, it'll cost you more money. The flights change by the hour, prices. So you have to jump on opportunities if you're serious about doing it. Otherwise, just use what they quote you as a ballpark next time you go back. Number one, the price will probably cost more. And number two, there may not be a seat. So keep that in mind. That's the important thing about travel. Now, on the other side of part of travel, hotels, now that I could talk about with even more security in terms of quotes and pricing. with the Wise Travel that Len King out Golden Rule Society delivers, that have hotel rates that you can't get anywhere else. And you can go to them, and you can look up a hotel room that you'll say you want a Holiday Inn. Let's say you want to go a Days Inn in San Diego in the summertime. That's peak tourist system, it's top season tourists. So the prices are the highest they are anytime. You go and you call in or you go online and you look it up, and I don't care who do you go to, Expedia, Travelocity, Bookit, Hotels.com, Kayak, I don't know, there's about 50 of them. First of all, let me make you aware of something. Every travel company in the world, what you see online, all but a couple handfuls are actually owned by Expedia and Travelocity. They're all subdivisions of those companies. Just so you know, Expedia made $80 billion last year. Made. Folks,
and
you know, the customers they talk to, let me finish, country boy, please.
Mm-hmm.
Expedia didn't talk to a single person because they don't have any service. When you call and you research going through Len Kane's Golden Rule Travel, you are going to get a benefit that you will see what the marketplace price of the room is, and then your price, it'll be discounted. Let me tell you this. You can go online to any of those other sites and look up that same hotel, and you will see the truth in what's been printed right in front of you. So these savings are real. That's just one thing that Golden Rule Society is doing for people. So go ahead, country boy.
No, I was just high-fiving you right there, Ron. I beg your pardon for interrupting you. But like you said, most people don't know that all those companies are owned by the same company. But here's the trick beyond the trick that they don't know. Regardless on what their prices is, they have something called parity. It's a built-in commission. As you said, Ron, you don't talk to nobody. If the truth was really told, they don't care if your flight's late. They don't own no airlines. They're not responsible for the sheets being dirty at the hotel. So they'll tell you, don't call us, call the hotel. They're brokers. But what they don't understand is they set the prices for the world, retail prices. They're not in competition. They got a certain range. But what happens to the Hope Foundation and Golden Rule comes in, they spend about $60 million a day on advertising. We're old family people. We tell people through word of mouth. So what happens in the process is they lower the prices 40 to 60. Lynn heard Lynn say earlier, sometimes it's 80% if you don't wait last minute on the holiday. But we're always guaranteed 40 to 60% cheaper. But here's the trick one more time. By you doing unto others and sharing, the company set up with the process of if you can't bless nobody, you don't get no blessing. So what they're telling you now is when Lynn Kane, the Golden Rule Society, can come in and save you 40 to 60% cheaper than any of those companies out there that's owned by the same people, then part of the commission goes back to Golden Rule Society. You want to be a blessing to be a blessing? Joel Griffin, Ron, called it synergy. I heard Oakman say it yesterday. What goes around comes back around. The more vortexes you give away on Golden Rule Society, the more money comes back that way. How does it work? It's a blessing to be a blessing. Last one, Ron. When Lynn came on, he said, my mama, raise the kid up, Lynn, the way they should go. Always, always, always. That was before Coca-Cola. Be kind. And then Joel Griffin passed the baton over to you, Ron, and Ron calls it, the Hope Foundation calls it Hope for You. Then they even let little country people like me even and come in and talk, and they call me the translator. We call it a blessing to be a blessing. So for the last 14 years at noon, we've been serving up hope, yeah, hope for lunch. It tastes great, and it's spiritually fulfilling. We have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you. Back you, Ron.
Well, yeah. Thank you, country boy. Yeah, it's so much fun when we're able to, on Fridays, talk so much about the Golden Rule Society because of its 50-year history. Now, again, talking about Len Cain, his founder, and for new folks, we have a lot of new folks that join us every day on different platforms. And because of it, they're coming to find out about who is this Len Cain, Captain Len Cain. Why do we brag on him so much? Well, folks, let me ask you something. You ever heard of the Nobel Peace Prize? This man's been nominated 5 times. Now, he lost out. You might have heard, you know, you say, well, he was nominated 5 times. How come he didn't win? Well, one of the years he came in second, he lost to, I don't think, I would not be ashamed to lose to Mother Teresa for the Nobel Peace Prize. But he was in second place. And there are other times, there are other people. You realize that this is, you're in high cotton, you're in good country when you're with Len Cain. You know, he also was recognized as the Humanitarian Man of the Year in 2021. And you know, guys, we are so privileged. And he comes out every Friday and shares his heart. He's been helping and giving people hope and giving people better lives through treating people good all these years. And so we get him here. You can talk to an American hero right here on this call. You call and say, hey, I'm new, but I want to say, could I say hi to Captain Len? We let people do this all the time, and he talks to them. And maybe you got something you want to share to him. Maybe you were in the service, and you might have known him as he flew those jet planes. Can you imagine flying a plane at the speed of sound or above and doing it in formation where you're 12 inches away from the other wing, doing 700 miles an hour or more in formation perfectly and being in a contest against other squadrons? And one time I asked, well, what's a squadron? I didn't even know what that was. It could be somewhere around 12 to 16 planes flying perfectly up there in the sky and making maneuvers and changing course up and down, and east and right and left, and doing it perfectly and being scored on doing that perfect. Len Cain was squadron leader, guys. He was East Coast, West Coast, Total Coast, Top Gun. So when you've ever heard the saying, when E.F. Hutton talks, we listen. Len Cain, when you start talking about Antiva Health and the benefits of that company, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about Antiva Health? Because you brought it to us and the benefits. And why don't you share a moment a little bit about those that company?
I'd be honored to do that. Mr. Ron Clayton, what a guy. And we're partners. He's a senior advisor. And by the way, the gentleman with the nickname of a country boy, his name is Brad Dorsey. And what a gentleman he is. He's senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society. And the business that he does for helping people, it's incredible. And what if he did? He's got children that are super successful in life because they follow the teachings of their great dad, Mr. Brad Dorsey. And Mrs. Dorsey, Yvette is her name, a lovely lady. I mean, an angel, if you will. And busy helping others. And that's why we're here. And a little bit about the program of flying airplanes. Yes, I did that for the Navy and being the Top Gun, East Coast and all Navy was kind of nice. But as the commanding officer of the fighter squadrons, the Navy gives every year 5 awards to the 5 best fighter squadrons in the Navy. And when I had the squadron, we won every one of the 5 awards. One squadron. And it happened to be the squadron that I was a skipper. And just surrounded myself with people who are talented and care and go the extra mile. And that's why we're here, to give more than we get. And by doing so, you get more than you ever hoped for. And I want to tell you about some things that Mr. Clayton, Ron Clayton, talked about, the Antiva Health Program. But I'm going to tell you something before that. on the website that I gave you, ladies and gentlemen, it's www.goldenrulesociety.org. And when you get there, you'll see all the blessings and the wonderful opportunities to make it a better world for you and yours. And when you see there, you got to check on Hope for You. This was put together by a dear friend of mine. Matter of fact, he went to college at the same university that my high school football coach went, at Mansfield University. That was up in Pennsylvania. Great guy. And I did not meet Mr. Joel Gripping for another 56 or years. I don't remember exactly when we met, but I didn't know that he had gone to school with my high school football coach. But anyway, the point is, I want to get this, that he created the Hope for You. But before he did that, he graduated school with a doctorate in mathematics. And what he did was became a senior advisor to three of our presidents. Incredible. The presidents were saying, hey, Joel, how do I do about this? What about that? And he would give them the guidance on how to get there. He was that successful that he received all sorts of awards. And sadly, and this always hurts to say, but last year he died of cancer. And what an awful loss to the world, really. He just was great smiles, good Christian man, dear friends, always delightful to be with and around. Oh, God bless him. Okay, I'm going to change this. But anyway, Hope for You. When you get to the website, goldenrulesociety.org, Hope for You, you'll find opportunities galore. And Mr. Ron Clayton is the head of it. I am there as a senior advisor with him, as he is a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society charity. So helping one another, working together both side by each, jokingly said. Anyway, but that's the place to look. Now that I have your attention, you got to write this down. Intiva Health. And you say, what is this Intiva Health? Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. A gentleman by the name of Alexander Candelario. He's a medically retired Marine, and was injured in combat. He was living in Texas, so he went back to college there. And sharp dude, if you will, if I can say that as a compliment. And he was saying, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put together this organization that supports the medical industry. And the acronym for Intiva Health, INTIVA, informational, technology, videos, all the things that he's saying. And he put that, and he called it Intiva Health. But 2 years ago, and I'm part of it, we were selected number one in the world supporting the medical industry. In the world. Not just in the USA. And here's the deal. I'm going to offer this. You can log in there and go on the site. And one story I told, this guy was having a terrible time with his health, and he said the doctors couldn't help me because I was in such pain. So I said, well, go to Intiva Health and see what somebody can do. Because it's a synergy type of program. The doctors and the nurses and the scientists who are in that organization, they're working together to make it a better world. It's not, hey, I'm better than you, or you're better than him, oh, no. It's togetherness. One guy, as an example, one guy says, hey, I'm up with the Gore, and I got the cure to cancer. I can find it. Oh, wow, that's wonderful. And then people down there, their experience, they say, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Smith, that won't work because it's been tried so many times. Oh, it won't work and it's going to be available. So don't waste your time, but come in with the group and we'll all work on it together. And it'll be even more better, so to speak. And that's what's going on with Intiva Health. One lady said, you know, I've got a glitch in the get-along. And the doctor said, Tao, take the ABC pill. Well, she got on the Intiva Health. And what did they do? They said, don't take that ABC pill. Take the XYZ pill. Obviously, I don't know what I'm talking about, pills and what have you. I'm not in the medical business, but I am supportive of them and making sure that everybody knows that they ought to go to the Intiva Health program, because everybody is working together to make it a better world. And the same thing with the head of the company. He says, I don't want them to be competitive. I don't want them to tell people, yeah, we're better than you, and this and that and the other. No, we're all together in this thing, working to make it a better world and helping them. Wonderful to have organizations like that. Wonderful to have a gentleman by the name of Alexander Candelario, who's ahead of it. And it's so successful now. Doctors, nurses, scientists, people like you and me can just log on there and say, hey, this is really something. I tell doctors about it, and they say, well, yeah, I've heard about it, but I didn't. No, you go there and check it out. And they come back to me and say, Len, why didn't you tell me about this earlier? This is a wonderful organization. It helps everybody. So INTIVA, it's Intiva Health, and it's yours for the taking. But don't forget, while you're there and looking at the Golden Rule Society, be sure to visit The Hope for You. That's Mr. Ron Clayton's organization, and I'm his partner, if you will. And success for you. All we're looking to do is educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building guidance for all hands. There it is. So don't just pass it by. Share it with others. Tell them, hey, I listened to the show, told about, here's what I've liked. Look at it. You got to do it. You got to play the game. And with that, I'm going to take a little sip of my coffee here. And back over to you, Ron, and Mr. Ron, God bless you, and I'm standing by, ready to go.
Well, thank you, Len. I'd like to bring on someone on the show that I notice is at the desk where he's on the call today. Her name is Mary Stanley. She's a former, she's a veteran from the Army, and she's also a computer expert. She's a communications expert. She's also a certified life coach and service coach to help children. She has two of her own. We call them the dynamic duo. That's David and my princess. Her name is Ariana. She's the one that helped create the, and actually came home to create the kindness campaign for kids, Kindness Club. Anyways, Mary, you've been involved in helping our extent of reaching out in the world. And I know you have an announcement to make about what's going on with the Hope Collection right now. So take it away, if you would, Mary.
Okay. So as we speak, actually, I am finishing up the Hope Collection Facebook page. And with this Facebook page is the general for all of Hope Collection, and we're going to branch into groups. So there will be a group for each pillar of the Hope Collection. So if you have questions about a particular area, you can go into these groups and talk to the representatives that run those pillars or others that, you know, have experience in those pillars. So we're expanding our community reach.
You've done some incredible things in that area for the Hope Collection, Mary. And I understand we now have a new status. We were used to be known as we were. This whole program started with a guy named Burl Walsh. He invented the Blog Talk Radio company organization, which is a first of its kind radio show nation worldwide, and allows people like this and us to have this kind of open phone forum, be able to talk and save and send. And we have an archive. You can send the show to somebody who couldn't make it today that you know and want to share this with. Well, Mary, you've taken us to another level. Do you want to share with us what's going on there?
All right. So coming up this summer, we are going to launch our own TV channel on Roku and on Apple TV. And there will be an app to go along with this channel so that you can watch it no matter where you are. And so we are now going to be considered, instead of just a radio show and a radio station, it's the Optimize My Life Network. So,
wow.
So not only do you listen to us, you get to see us. And we're adding a few more shows through the network coming up this summer. And one of the two of them are, one's going to be a cooking show for families. It's kind of like a take on the whole Gordon Ramsay thing. But what it is, it's getting kids to get into the kitchen and have fun and learn how to cook healthy, easy, simple family recipes. And another one is for diabetes and other health issues that require special diets. And we are honored to be able to have a certified nutritionist that co-hosts the show Wednesday mornings that is certified in diabetes. And she just released a cookbook. So we're going to work on setting up some shows on how to cook healthy, but also taste good.
I like the taste good part of that, Mary. It's funny. We just go across so many ways and areas to be able to touch in people's lives. And people, there are people that are in this audience that may be part of the Hope Collection or the Golden Rule Society that are regular attenders to the show, the Monday through Friday show at noon Eastern time. And some people, they come from all walks of life. And what happens is this is an exchange of information to make a difference in this world. Again, helping others by helping them help others. Or, as Glenn says there, the Golden Rule Society do unto others before you go and expect what they're going to do back for you or with you. So we are, the whole point of keeping it focused, what we're doing is presenting from all different people, from all different backgrounds. And we don't have, as Country Boy said earlier, we don't have an agenda. We do not. But I will tell you that this organization, and I say this with complete confidence and complete understanding to the world, we are a faith-based organization. I'm not ashamed to tell you that we are Christian-based. Now, we're not into denominations, and if you want to not eat fish on Friday, I grew up with Protestant, but I want you to know, folks, every Friday I have fish fry or macaroni and cheese. I grew up on it. I'm okay. I made the 71 okay. By the way, Friday night, you know what's happening in our house on Friday night tonight? We're going for a fish fry. So I'm telling you, if you don't eat fish on Friday, that's okay. You can still be a part of it. So we're not talking about how you worship. We're talking about who you worship. And so please understand,
wow,
we will never make you feel bad for sharing your faith. We just want you to be respect others that may have a couple different twists on it. But the one thing, we believe in God, and we believe in Christ, so it's his kingdom we're all living to work with. So I want to tell you that as the president of the Hope Collection.
I didn't even tell you the best part yet.
Oh, what's that?
The best part is all these shows, all this stuff, for the listeners, it's free. You don't have to pay for a subscription to watch it.
That's been a while.
Yep. Hey, Ron, Mary.
Yes, sir.
This country,
boy.
I need a favor. I need about 3 to 5 minutes. You know I'm a storyteller, right?
Yes,
can
sir.
I tell you guys a story?
Sure.
Can I? This is a story about a man named Jed. No, just kidding. Okay, let me tell y'all a story. Burl walked with my mentor for over 30 years, and I never had the privilege of meeting him. He is the founder of the very first TV commercial. When TV used to sound off at midnight and then they extended it into the AM, Burl Walt brought up all the commercials and traded them for gold. He's the person that introduced me to TV Guide, the largest selling magazine in the world. It's getting ready to be reborn, Ron. That's, you thought we were talking to Rail Wicker and his partner. Another veteran jumped out of the plane for 28 years. Urban Spice Magazine, which was Burl Walk's idea. On Burl Walk's blog talk radio show, I ran head on with a guy named Joel Griffin, who's the founder of the Hope Foundation. Joel Griffin introduced me to a guy, they called him Top Gun. I thought that was Tom Cruise. He said, no, country boy, the real, only original Top Gun is Lynn Kane. I said, you're kidding me. He said, no, I'm not kidding you. He has an organization called Golden Rule Society. Let me say that real slow for you again. Golden Rule Society, for over 50 years, older than most of us is listening. Oh, he's kin to Abraham. He's an old man, wise, full of wisdom. If you go to his website, he has an icon on it that says wise, y'all, wise traveling. Lynn Kane says, I'm going to do a program, and I'm going to teach y'all what my mama taught me. I'm going to call it the Kindness Program, and now we're launching an international kindness campaign because we're going to use the children, Mary's 8-year-old daughter, to confound the wise. And then Ron came in and said, look, the only time this man has ever been beat down, that's not what he said, I just made that up, he lost to a woman called Mother Teresa. Now, hear me now. I'm going to turn my voice down now. I want you to not miss this part. I'm going to tell you the end of the story at the beginning of the story. We complete you. We don't compete with you. One more time. We complete you. We don't compete with you. Joel Griffin gave me this permission. He told me I could call y'all super friends. He said, country boy, we're going to take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we're going to call them super friends. We're going to allow everybody to love their very, very, very best. That's why we do extraordinary things on ordinary days. Now, hear this. Ron says Mother Teresa beat out Lynn Kane and won, but look, God told me to give y'all a cliff note. He designed you in his own image. We got a little word down here in the South. Ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do, and we feel honored and privileged just to be able to do anything with you. He can't do what Mother Teresa does. There's only one Top Gun, Lynn Kane. Can't nobody do what you do. Lynn says, well, country boy, I'm going to come down off of my high horse now and hand you the mic. I said, no, Lynn, don't come down. Don't come down. John Wayne rode on a horse and beat cancer for 15 years. Duke, don't come down. If I flew enough around the world to fly to the moon 7 times, Lynn Kane, and back, and got that close to God, I'd have to leave it with y'all. I wouldn't want to never come back. But he said, country, I got to do unto others before they do unto me. Because if I give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, then eventually it will come right back to you. So I said all that to say, you super friends, we're taking the best of the best. We're calling all of you out. We want all the men, all the women, all the boys, all the girls to come together to help make for a better world. Keep in mind, practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better, Lynn Kane, at whatever it is that you do. So do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, eventually it will come right back to you. Back to you, Ron Clayton.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you very much. Country boy, you share that story, and you do it with passion and integrity. You do it with a caring that shows that, and it represents the love that's represented by the different people that speak on this phone. And so what we're doing, I don't remember that growing up or going to school or when I was working in corporate world, people we thought things like this in our heart, but we didn't talk to other people about it. Here we have an open forum that people can freely talk. You can come on. We have people that come on the show that are in the business world. They come on in their business world. They're all about business. And they come on this show and they start talking about how they did this or that and helping somebody in their community. We're not bragging on that, and they're not bragging about it. What they're saying is, you see, we're competing against the high-fluting money that's in television, the cable TVs and the radio and telephone stations. They spend millions of dollars to promote a lot of crap. And what we spend is nothing on helping build the kingdom of God to show the world that there is good things going on, and there's more of that going on than you hear about. So we're thankful for people like you. If other people listening in, that they, for their life, were looking for a place they could hang their star. They're looking for, they had a passion about how they want to do things in this world. And maybe they don't know how to do it. They may have wanted, they want to help children, and they have a passion for doing that. You say those words, but if you don't have a program, you don't have something you can work with, something you can present to a group of people or a church or a school or a group of families, if you don't have the tools to do it, you just sit there and you dream about it. Instead of having a place where you can come, talk about it, and you won't be chastised for it. See, in most
Ron,
places...
last little second. One more time. Last little 15-second example. You remember I said we complete you, we don't compete with you? You remember I threw Mother Teresa out there and then put Lane Kane right next to her? I guarantee you that you can't call Mother Teresa up and talk to her. But Lynn Kane, for the last 8 or 10 years that I know, because I've been on the show for 14 years, Lynn's on here at least 10 years plus, every Friday. The only thing that's never, ever, ever, ever fails is consistency and persistency. If the truth was really told, Lynn Kane makes history every Friday, and you don't believe it, you can become part of it and call him up and talk to him. Question, if he's always on the main line, why do you wait till your phone gets disconnected to try to call him?
Brother Brad Dorsey, God bless you for all the wonderful things you have done and are doing. Keep up your great work. It's an honor and a pleasure.
No, it's honorably, and we love you, sir. That's why we have jokes with you and pass the love through the airways with you every Friday. It's more than a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege just to be able to breathe the same air that you breathe, Lynn.
Thank you, sir. Well, anyway, thank you, but I would like to mention a few other things that we're telling to help the people. We mentioned the Wise Traveler program. That's great. We have another one where most people really do send video. I mean, they send emails. Everybody sends emails here. But what we do here at the Golden Rule Society, we send video emails. As an organization, and this one, there's a fee for it, but it's really inexpensive. And what the Golden Rule Society, what we do, I make this video email. All you need is a little camera on top of your PC and your computer, and you tell them what's going on so that they open it up when they get it, and they doesn't have to read and this and that and the other. They see your face. They see your personality. They see your enthusiasm. They see all that. And you say, please share this with your family, friends, and neighbors, church, or charity, whatever. And people are eager to do it because they are then into the kindness campaign. And that's what you ought to look at. Just take a peek at it. Again, I'm not selling anything, but we use it because it's effective. And if you have a business, or you have clients, and you're looking for people, that's just a wonderful way to do it. If people love to hear and talk to people by seeing your personality again. Your smile, your little emotions, but take a peek. And if you like it, which we love it, we use it all the time, and people, they say these video emails are really great. And I restrict them to maybe 1 or 2 minutes at the most. I don't stand there and talk about all it myself or anything like that, but that's what you ought to take a look at. And we talked about the hope for you. We also have another program. We call it Success for You. Now, and again, this includes educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building guidance for people of all ages. And it's free. And you say, hey, I would like to be more successful in my life or just being a better person. It's all there for you. And I always say that if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. And why be just a do-a-nothing or anything like that? Why not be the best that you can be? It'll make you happy, and the people that you associate with, they're going to be very pleased that you are doing some form of kindness, because what you do, you're helping others, helping to make it a better world. And we've talked about that all the time. And the video emails are marvelous. All you have to do is take a peek at them. And you keep on sharing the thing. And there's another one that we have. This is a prescription discount program. A guy told me, he says, yeah, the doctor gave me a prescription. I had to go down there to get some medicine or something. And he said, yes, that'll be $100. Okay, but where's my prescription discount program? Oh, let's see, you're saving as high as 80%. That's not a guarantee because I have no control over who is offering discounts or what amount of discount they're offering. But there it is. It's available to you and available for you to share with your close friends, family, friends, neighbors. Oh, you know how it is. And that's the nice part about it, because the Golden Rule Society here, we are here to help. We're not selling anything, but we help others to do a better job while we're here on the earth. And Mr. Brad Dorsey, who loves to speak, and he's got wonderful choice. If I didn't mention it before, Mr. Brad Dorsey, Country Boy, as his nickname goes, is one of the senior advisors in our Golden Rule Society. Wonderful stuff. It's great to be with him. And Brad Dorsey, and anytime you want to get in touch with the programs that we mentioned and we talked about the last time, I'm available, ready to rock and roll, my friend. Had some little problems with health, but that's okay. I'm back to, well, at least 80% or so. But good to speak. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to promise me one thing, that you're going to share this information and you're going to put it to good use. Marvelous stuff. So back over to you, Mr. Clayton. God bless.
Well, Mr. Clayton's my father. He's a lot older than me. Thank you, Lance. I'll tell you what, as you hear things on the show today, I hope if you've never heard it before, I hope you're impressed. More importantly, I hope you see that we're here for you. And Mary was talking about the 8 pillars of the Hope Collection. Those pillars are the foundation which we work, provide services, connections, and people. And those pillars are faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health, wellness, prosperity, and water and energy. Folks, the overall picture of the centerpiece of everything we are, we can talk about these words. We're helping to generate generational prosperity, because we want to change the course of people's lives. And the only way you can do that is to have the goal and the options and the whole programs all geared to be functioning to creating generational prosperity. Thank you, guys. You have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All the best. God bless. Take good care. Bye-bye for now.
Bye now.
Have a blessed day, everybody.